This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We are actually starting a new Mishnah. According to this setup, it's the 10th Mishnah of the 3rd Perek. But they're all different setups. It becomes a little confusing. According to the Abarbanel, this is not a separate Mishnah. It's a continuation of the 9th Mishnah. It's the end of the 9th Mishnah. Let's see what the Mishnah says, and then we'll see how they learn it. Hu ha-Yomer. Who was this who? Was Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. He said, Kol sheruach habrios nocha himenu. Whoever the spirit of creatures are happy with him or are satisfied with him, then God is satisfied with him. Meaning, if people like him, God likes him. The chol she'en ruach habrios nocha himenu, ein ruach hamakom nocha himenu. And somebody people don't like, God doesn't like. Okay. So first of all, let's see what the Abarbanel says, because that's what we always start with, and here it's very, very short. The Abarbanel says that this is the end of the previous Mishnah. What was the previous Mishnah, which we spent, I don't know how many weeks on? That whoever's Yirat Shamayim is more than his Chochma, and whoever's deeds are more than his wisdom, so the wisdom remains. So the Abarbanel says, this is the finale of that Mishnah. Why? How do you know? How do you know if somebody is a Yirat Shamayim? How do you know if his deeds are more than his wisdom, right? So he said, one of the ways of knowing is what people think. He says what, I don't remember who said this, Thomas Jefferson, one of the presidents, said you can fool, oh no, but what's it called?
Lincoln was one of
what's his name? No, it wasn't Lincoln. It was, what's his name? I think the guy with the circus.
Yes, Fields.
Said Fields. You can fool all the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time.
It wasn't Lincoln?
No, I thought also in the beginning it was, but it wasn't. It wasn't. It was. In any case, whoever it was, that's not what the Abarbanel says, but he says something similar. He says that all people can't be wrong. And if people think somebody's a positive person, probably he's not a faker. And if he is a faker, you can't fool everybody. So if you want to know if somebody is really a Yirat Shamayim, and he's really a person whose deeds are more than he knows, and he's not just putting on a show, look and see how people receive him. That's what the Abarbanel says. Okay, but most commentaries learn this is a Mishnah, a separate Mishnah by itself. And it's telling me the following idea, which seems to be the simple meaning of the Mishnah, which is very difficult. Anybody that people like, God likes. And that is obviously very difficult, because there are many people in this world that people like, and for the wrong reasons. And they are not people that God likes. And there are many people that people don't like, and God likes them. Right? Because they don't like them for the wrong reasons, right? In any case, there's more than that. It's a much bigger question. It's not just, well, that's the way it is. There are people who people like. But it says that a Talmud Chacham, a rabbi, right, who everybody likes, is obviously not doing his job because he's supposed to rebuke people. So, therefore, that surely can't be a measure whether God likes him. If people like him, here it says just the opposite. If too many people like a person who's in charge, who's a leader, it's a sign that he's not doing his job properly and he's looking to be ingratiated by people and not tell them off when he has to. And the opposite is true, that people, therefore, if people like somebody, right, it may be because for the wrong reasons. Because he doesn't tell them anything that they have to hear or whatever. Also, obviously, there are people who people like for the wrong reasons. They're afraid of them. They're rich and they want to get on their better side, right? There are a lot of gangsters and criminals that people like, and there are a lot of terrorists in this world that people like. I mean, look how many people, what's it called, went to the funeral of this Soleimani, whatever his name is. So how can that be the litmus test whether God likes somebody or not, whether people like him or not? That is the major question here. So I'm going to give you quite a few different approaches how to answer that question. First of all, the Mincha Shabbos says that this Mishnah is not a continuation from the Mishnah before, but it is connected. In how, which way? When we speak the Mishnah before of somebody who has Yiras Shamayim, so that corresponds to Torah. When we speak of somebody who has extra deeds, that's avoda, that's service of the Rabbanu Shel Nitzis. And now we're talking about people who people like are usually people who do people favors. That's Gemilas Chasodim. So these three things refer to the three pillars that the world is dependent on, Torah, avoda, and Gemilas Chasodim. So in that respect, it is a complement to the Mishnah before, completes it. Okay, so now, how do we answer this question? So, some say that it doesn't mean people like the person. Kol sheruach zabrios nocha himenu does not mean somebody, nocha means to be satisfied with. But it can mean something else too. It can mean people who benefit from other people. So one, what's it called, commentary says that this is Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa who said it, really was talking not about himself, but about people similar to him, since this was something that was part of his character, so he related to this. What does the Gemara say about Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa? The whole world is supported in the merit of Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. And he himself was satisfied with a few caribs. That's how he subsisted. But the whole world was supported in his merit. So basically what he's saying is, whoever people benefit from, okay, and he wasn't talking about himself, but he's the kind of person that people benefited from, so it was close to his heart, this idea, because he thought it was an important thing, so that's why he did it. He was the kind of person that people could be benefit from his merit. So, and the Anaf Yosef also says that, and others, that anyone people benefit from, that's what it's talking about. Somebody who only cares about himself, God's not interested in. Somebody who benefits other people, that's what the Rabbanu Shel Olam is concerned about. God didn't create people to be concerned about themselves. He created the world to be populated. He created people to care about other people. And people who other people benefit from, so says the Chesed Lavram, that's the kind of person that God likes. People who don't benefit anybody else except themselves, God's not interested in those kind of people. That's one idea. So it's a completely different idea than the person who people like. It's a person who people benefit from, who benefits other people. And along those same lines, the Gemara in Yuma says that whoever acts in a way that because of him people love God, he makes a Kiddush Hashem. He's a person who represents godliness. He's a Talmud Chacham, right? He's a Jew that people can see as a Jew. And he acts in a way that brings honor to Jews, honor to Talmid Chachamim, honor to the Torah, right? He's an honest person. He's a giving person. He's a person that is pleasant to be around. So what do people say? Wow. person who learns Torah, that's the way that he acts, then Torah must be a positive thing. That's called the Kiddush Hashem. So whoever people are noche, doesn't mean that people like him or whatever, but people recognize that he's a good person, so God likes him too, because he's making a Kiddush Hashem. He is a good representative of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Another idea is that a person who does chesed with other people, right, he does kindnesses to other people, and he receives them pleasantly. So, and because of that, people are very happy with him. Right? It's not just people like people because they could be wrong reasons. But here, it's for the right reasons. He's noche, meaning he benefits other people, does them favors, and he receives them pleasantly. So person like that, God is happy with. Okay? That's the Medrash David. Some say it has nothing to do with this world. There are people in this world that people love and are really bad people, and there are people in this world that people hate and they're good people. So what is it talking about? The world to come. Someone who in the world to come, people like, obviously God likes him. And if in the world to come, he's not the kind of person that people like, so then God didn't like him. It's not something we can see in this world. It's talking about in the next world, people benefited from this person because he taught them and he showed them how to do things right, so they ended up in the world to come because of him. So in the world to come, they're very appreciative of what he gave them in this world. They may not have been appreciative of it in this world, but in the next world, they'll appreciate it. Another idea. Kol Ruach HaBrius Noche Himenu means not that people like him, but somebody who causes people to have a pleasant life. They make life pleasant for other people. So people are Noche Himenu. They have pleasantness from him. Somebody who makes somebody else's life pleasant and makes in general people's lives pleasant, that kind of person God likes. That's the Mogen Avos. Okay, others say that it's not an automatic thing. It's not that because people like him, so God likes him. But because people like him, he's able to do things that God will like, meaning the following. If people like someone, then he can give them mussar. He can teach them, guide them, because you're happy to accept something from someone you like. If you don't like someone, right, they can't teach you and they can't direct you because you take everything as an insult and an affront, and you're not interested in doing anything for that person since you have a very negative feeling about them. So somebody who ingratiates himself with people and they like him, that doesn't mean that God's going to like him. But now, because people like him, he's able to teach them, and he's able to rebuke them, and he's able to guide them. And then God will like him. So the fact that people like you enables you to do things that God will like. That's another way of learning this. And even more than that, the Knesset Yisrael adds another thing. Why does God like him? Not just because he's what's it called, guiding people and teaching people or whatever. That's very nice. But it's even more than that. It says that somebody who is Mezakeh the Rabbim, he merits other people, God does not bring sin to his hand. He protects him from sin. Why? Because if someone guides other people and directs them to be able to do what's right, those people will end up after 120 years in Gan Eden. Now, if that person sins, the one who is the guider, the teacher, or whatever, if he sins, he'll end up in Gehenna. And it won't look right. Here's a guy who caused all these people to be in Gan Eden, and he's in Gehenna. And even though it's really fair, it just doesn't look right. So God is going to protect that person from sin So he ends up in Gan Eden too. So it'll look good. That's the opposite is also true. Somebody who causes people to sin, he causes that they end up in Gehenna. And he does tshuva, he repents, so he's in Gan Eden. Doesn't look right. Mm-hmm. So somebody like that, God is not going to make it easy for him to repent. Mm-hmm. Usually if a person wants to repent, God helps him to do it. He gives him assistance. But this person's not going to get any assistance. Because you cause people to be in Gehenna, mm-hmm. You're not going to be easy for you to get out of there mm-hmm. by doing tshuva. Because it'll look very bad. You cause these people in Gehenna and you're in Gan Eden. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. So therefore, a person who people like, and therefore he's able to guide them and teach them and they'll accept it from him. So he's the kind of person that ein chet ba'al yado, that God protects him from sin. So he ends up the same place where the people that he guided and inspired and influenced. Okay. Another idea is kol sheruach habriyos nocha heimenu, it doesn't mean that people like him. It means that when he rebukes them, and he teaches them, and he guides them, he does it benachas. He doesn't yell and scream, but divrei chachomim benachas nishmoim. Right? The way that the chachomim speak should be, soft, with love, not abrasive or whatever. People don't like to be told off in an abrasive way. But if you tell it to them softly and you show that they care, you care about them, that will make an impression. They say that somebody was once saying over, my good friend Rabbi Foyer in Miami was saying over a maisa that he heard about the Chofetz Chaim. That there was a man who came to the Chofetz Chaim crying bitterly that his son had gone off the derech and was Mechal Shabbos. And he didn't know what to do. This was a terrible blow for him. So the Chofetz Chaim said, send your son to me. Let me speak to him. So the son came in, and the Chofetz Chaim said something to him. Nobody knows 100% what, but it made such an impression that from that point on, he started keeping Shabbos again. Somebody raised his hand in the audience right before you said this. And he said, I want to tell you something to add to your story. He said, that person was me. Mm. And I'll tell you what the Chofetz Chaim said to me that made a difference. Rabbi Foyer said it over, that he heard this maisa with the Chofetz Chaim, that just from the Chofetz Chaim speaking to this person changed his life. Yeah, he went back on the derech. Huh?
He was in the audience.
So this person was in the audience. He raised his hand, and he said, I'll tell you what the Chofetz Chaim said. It was me. Yeah. Right? Maisa is 100% true, and I was the one who was the kid. He said, what did the Chofetz Chaim do? He took my hand, and he started to cry. He didn't say a word to me. And he just kept saying, Shabbos, Shabbos. And I felt that the Chofetz Chaim, that love that he had, that bothered him, it hurt him so much, that I could be Mechal Shabbos. And I got that feeling, right, that he didn't yell at me, he didn't say a word to me. He just cried and kept saying, Shabbos, Shabbos. I felt that how in the world could I upset this person who cares so much for me and cares so much for Shabbos, and I walked out of there and I couldn't be Mechal Shabbos anymore. So somebody who rebukes people, right, out of love, the people know that the person is concerned about them. He's not doing it to make them feel not good or to show them they're better than them or whatever. Most people who give tochacha, that's the reason. I want to show you I'm better than you. Right? I put you down. But people who do it out of concern for the other person, out of love, right, so then you're able to be successful. So somebody who ruach habrios noche menu, somebody who when the person teaches, guides, rebukes, he does it in a very soft manner out of love, so ultimately he'll have an effect on the people and God will like him for that. That's another meaning of this Mishnah. Another idea is that, so all of those basically say that we're not talking about somebody who people like, God likes him. It's somebody who benefits people, or because people like him, he's able to benefit them, right? But it's the benefit that he gives people that God likes, not the fact that people like him necessarily. That may be a reason why he can do things that God will like. It may also be a reason why God likes him because he benefits other people. But it's not because just because people like him, God likes him. Okay. Now we'll go to those commentaries that seem to say it does mean people who like him. And how do they answer then the question that there are a lot of people in this world that people like and they're not good people? So he says, some say like this. The Bate Avo says, it's not across the board. Just anybody who people like, God likes. Depends why they like him. If people like him because he's humble. People usually like humble people. People who are haughty or whatever, people don't like people like that. And just the opposite. It says people are looking for covet, right? And are basically haughty people, but want covet. They want people to honor them, respect them. So if at least they would act humbly, right, at least they get the covet they want. But they're foolish because they act haughtily and they don't get what they want, right? I had a friend used to say, what's it called, I tried being humble, but it never gave me the covet I wanted. So but in any case, but sometimes people are foolish, right, to act in a way that's haughty. If they're looking for covet, the best way is at least pretend that you're humble. So people who like people because they're humble, those kind of people God likes. Because they're humble people, God likes humble people. Another idea is that the Tosfos Yontif says, first of all, it doesn't mean everybody likes him. That's impossible. There's nobody who everybody likes. There's always people that you rub the wrong way, or for the right reason, they don't like you, right? The right reason why you did good things, they don't like you, or whatever. Or sometimes people do things that are wrong, and there are therefore people that don't like him because he wronged this one or wronged that one, even though most people he's okay with. So when it says, kol sheruach habrios, it doesn't mean everybody. It means most people. Okay. And others once say that it's again, a condition. It's not people like him stam, but people like him for a good reason. Either he's humble or he has a certain chen. God gives people a certain grace. What's the word I'm looking for? A certain charm. That says Esther was really an ugly woman. She was Yirakrekes. She was green, right? She had a green complexion. Didn't look, but Shchut Shel Chesed. She had a chen, Vamotza chen. She had a charm, and everybody thought she was charming, right? Sometimes you don't have to be physically handsome or beautiful, but there's a certain charm that a person has that people see on them and take a liking to them. So that people who like people because they have that chen, okay. Or something that people like also about somebody is a people who are not wrapped up in themselves. They don't have that, the one that they love the most in the world is not themselves. They like themselves, but they're not, you know, they're not such people that are totally wrapped up in themselves. They care about other people, too, and people like that. Another commentary that Yosef says that, or the Lev Avos also, it's talking about people who like people for the right reasons, not because they're afraid of them, or for the wrong reasons, because they want benefit from them, they want to give money, people like rich people because they think they'll give them presents or whatever, or people with influence, they'll give them protection, right, in this country for sure, right, so that's not the the reason why they liked him. If that's the reason, then it doesn't say anything about the person. But somebody who likes somebody because they deserve to be liked. It's more like the Mishnah, another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Kol Ava Shetluya Bedover. If there's a love, but it's dependent on something, then when that something goes away, the love will go away. But some people who love because intrinsically there's a bond. It's not based on any benefit that I could get from that person. Then there nothing will, it remains, that love, because it's intrinsic. Same thing over here. If people like someone because they're likable people, then that's a sign that God likes them. But if they like them for other reasons, they're afraid of them. They're looking for presence from them. They're looking for influence from them. Then that doesn't necessarily say anything about how God likes them. We understand why people like them. It's for an ulterior motive. It's not because they're likable people. Okay. Now, there's other opinions that answer this question. So all of that answers the question, how can you say that just because people like someone, God likes them? So we give a whole chunk of commentaries. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean people like them. It means that people benefit from them. Somebody who benefits other people in all different ways that we said. Then we said, no, there are opinions that say it means people who like. But it's limited to why they like the person. Right? Just because somebody is liked doesn't make him a good person. But if he's liked because of good things that he has, then God likes him too. Now we'll see there's another way of understanding this Mishnah that answers that question. One says it's not talking about human beings. It's about animals. And they're called brios because they're just creatures. If you see an animal like somebody, right, animals have a sense of recognizing, animals are supposed to be afraid of human beings, stand in awe of human beings. So if that's the case, how do animals attack people and eat them and kill them and hurt them? So the Gemara says that when a person appears to an animal as a human being, he has a tselem Elokim, he's the image of God, the animal was created to stand in awe of a human being. Umarachem v'chitchem. Right, your fear and your awe will be over the animals. Animals take a step back when they see a human being. Unless God makes them see the human being as an animal, not as a human being. And then they're not afraid. So if an animal attacks somebody, it's because they don't see that person as a tselem Elokim. Mm-hmm. So whoever the animals like, must be God likes them. Mm-hmm. Because if God didn't like him and took away his divine image from him, right, the animals wouldn't like him. That's one. That's the big day shesh says that. Another one says, kol sheruach habrios. Brios over here means sadikim. People who righteous and straight people like. Now why are they called brios? Because the world was created for their sake. So they are brios. They are the people who the world was created for. So it's not talking about everybody liking him. But if the right kind of people like him, then they must like him because he's a good person. And then God, it's a simon that God likes him too. And lastly, I don't remember who says it. One of the Mepharshim says that it's talking about his wife. Kol shebrios noche menu means a person's wife. And I guess it works the other way with a husband too. Right? So, if you see that a wife respects her husband, he must be a good person and God likes him. If all the world likes him, but his wife doesn't, obviously she knows things about him that other people don't know. And usually the hardest person to get along with is the people you have to get along with all the time. You can put on a show to the outside, but your wife and husband know who you really are. So whoever, a wife or a husband, right, are happy with that person, then you know God likes them. And it's even more between a husband and wife, because it says, Ish v'isha, when there's harmony in the home, then Shechina Shruya b'neihem, then God's presence is there. So God must like the people when the husband and wife respect each other. But a person, man or woman, can be, everybody likes them. But at home, the husband and wife know who they really are, then maybe God doesn't like them so much. Maybe then they're putting on a show, and it's not really who they are. So that is that's another one. It's what's it called? Good. Okay, so that pretty much is what this Mishnah is. Some say that it means a person who ruach habrios, somebody who people not like, but people are okay with because he fulfills the mitzvahs between man and man. God likes him because he fulfills the mitzvahs between man and God. And it comes to tell me they're equal. There's no difference between mitzvahs between man and man and man and God. God gave the same mitzvahs. There's a story with the Tzelzer Rosh Yeshiva that he, somebody came to him. He said, Rabbi, I'm not a religious man. And I really can't understand these religious people that lie and cheat and steal. And what kind of religious people are these? So Rabbi Elimeir Bloch, or Rabbi Katz, Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Katz said to him, you know, I have the same problem. I don't understand these religious people who eat on Yom Kippur and eat treif and a mechal Shabbos. So the man says, wait a second, Rabbi, those aren't religious people. He said, neither were the first ones. Right? Just because you keep Shabbos and eat kosher, but if you're a liar and a cheat, right, and a ganav, you're not religious either. Right? So, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the mitzvahs between man and man, and the mitzvahs between man and God, are equally important. They're given by the same God.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.